And the upper part of the barn where you could store hay would be called
a loft.
And if you had too much hay to put up in the loft, you could leave it outside in a
cow shed.
Or you could just leave it out. You'd leave it in a
shed.
Or did you ever hear of just piling hay up outside the barn?
Around a pole or something. Yeah, put it around a pole.
What would they call that?
Shock.
And
shock of hay or shock peanuts around a pole and leave them out and let them cheer. Put them on a shock.
A shock of hay would be pretty good size?
Yeah, big.
What about if, what would you call just a little pile of hay that you raked up in the field? That'd be a...
Call it a... a rake pull.
And when you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back so you can cut it again the same year, you call that the
second cutting.
And did you ever hear of a hay rake or hay doodle? Or
I had a rake, hay rake. We call it the, I believe we call it the hay doodle. We use it for mule. And he'd just pull it up in a big pile and we'd load it in the wagon that away and carry it to the barn. And we'd have to trump it like hell to get enough in the barn to feed 15 cows in a big barn.
You call that the hay doodle. Was that a
mule-driven rake? But it had a place for you to ride on.
If you had two mules hitched together, you'd call that a
team.
Okay. And what different, where would you store grain?
Corn crib. We'd store it in the corn crib. We'd call it the corn crib.
Was that part of the barn or was it a separate building? Or?
It'd be in the same barn. Most time then, most farmers didn't put up much hay. They just try to have, they'd have two cribs and they'd fill it full of corn and they had to, that was their living.
Did you ever hear of a granary or a granary?
Not me, we call it the corn crib.
What different animals would you have and where would they be kept?
We had pigs, cows, mules. A little bit of everything.
Where would you keep them? Where would you keep the cows?
We'd have a cow stall, cow lot. And then we'd...
Where, was that near the barn or...?
It would be all in the same vicinity. But the mules would be kept one place and the cows one part of it.
What about horses?
Oh. Well, the mules and horses would run together. They'd stay together.
Where would they stay?
Well, when we was farming, we'd have a big lot, keep them in the lot, whole lot.
And where would you
punching? We'd build a punching lot. Punching lot.
What do you mean punching?
We'd cut boards out of a tree, we'd bust it. Instead of having sawed lumber, we'd have, it'd be kind of like sawed lumber, but it'd be a lot thicker, and we'd call it punching. We'd build a punching lot. It'd last 5-6 years. And we'd keep our mules in that while we was farming.
Where would you turn the animals out to graze? The cows or something?
We turn about in the woods a lot of times.